Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting second. The left fielder, George Watkins. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Vergess. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chili Gomez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Jorgens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Orville Jorgens. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett bunts towards the mound. Jorgens fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. Kline moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Hermann scores. Kline moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kline scores. Demery moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Pretzel Petsulo now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cavaretta moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vergez fields it and throws to second for the out. Demery scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into left field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza strikes out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Moore reaches second base with a double. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kline. Camilli reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Camilli scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen bunts towards third. Vergez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chiazza. Gallen moves to third. Klein moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-0 in the game. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallen scores. Klein moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Demery moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pretzel Pezzullo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pezzullo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pezzullo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root is called out on strikes. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza takes first base on ball 4. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Watkins strikes out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is one for one in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chiazza moves to second. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is one for one in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chiazza moves to third. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is one for one in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kline bunts towards the mound. Pezzullo juggles the ball. That's an error on Pezzullo. Hermann moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Verghese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 0 for 1 in the game. Verghese strikes out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chili Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd moves to second. Pretzel Pezzullo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pezzullo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pezzullo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd scores. Gomez moves to third. It's 8-3, Cubs. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chiazza hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gomez scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Cubs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Watkins hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Root reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gallen strikes out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Cubs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kline takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bivin now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kayaza fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kline. Allen reaches second base with a double. Johnny Verghese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verghese is 0 for 2 in the game. Verghese takes first base on ball 4. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Todd reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. Verghese goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Cubs. Chili Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd scores. It's 10-7, Cubs. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Jim Bivin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bivin takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to second. Mickey Haslin pinch hits for Lou Kayaza. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to third. Bivin moves to second. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Haslin now playing shortstop. Chili Gomez now playing second base. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Moore reaches second base with a double. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Tex Carlton now pitching. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Camilli moves to second. It's 10-8, Cubs. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vergez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Camilli moves to third. Allen moves to second. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camilli scores. Allen moves to third. It's 10-9, Cubs. Chili Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gomez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Bibin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bibin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gallen strikes out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Vergez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields the ball and throws to Bibin covering. Safe. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 9. The Phillies will come to bat. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haslin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Watkins bunts towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. Haslin moves to second. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haslin moves to third. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Camilli reaches second base with a double. Haslin scores. Moore moves to third. It's Cubs, 10, Phillies, 10. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Allen is walked intentionally. Johnny Vergez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vergez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vergez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Camilli scores. Allen moves to second. It's 12-10, Phillies. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Vergez moves to second. Two outs. Chili Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Cubs 10. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bibin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bibin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bibin takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haslin bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Bibin moves to second. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-4 in the game. Watkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bibin scores. It's 13-10, Phillies. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Cubs 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Tex Carlton. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallen scores. 2 outs. It's 13-11, Phillies. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klein moves to second. Woody English pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Joe Bowman now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. English moves to second. It's 13-12, Phillies. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 12. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.